Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our own great community. This morning, we welcome Lakia Thompson-Jenkins, Director of Operations with Link Community Revitalization, back in the house to talk about Rock the Block, an all-day family event. And in Madison Square, of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, weekly radio segment, part of the grant from WK Kellogg Foundation. It's all about partnerships. Good morning to you, Lakia.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
You brought on the beautiful weather for tomorrow, didn't you?
I tried.
Yes. Steve Chappell, hello to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Good morning, Lakia. And good morning, our morning show listeners. WGVU is, in fact, in partnership with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, administering a grant from them, focusing on creating more equitable environments for all of our residents. And we are working to produce programming. We've hired an inclusion reporter, and our own Mariana Avila is a producer working with a Shaping Narratives cohort of individuals from the community, leaders of color, and training them on civic engagement and media skills. They will then decolonize the narrative, if you will, producing stories, reflecting communities and populations that they work with, and then taking those into conversations in the community. And Link Up, there could not be a better organization creating more equity in our neighborhoods. And we're here to talk with Lakia about Rock the Block.
Yay, let's rock. First of all, let's talk about Link and the good work you do.
Yeah, so Link Up is a community organization located on the corner of Madison and Hall Street. We have been around for almost 20 years now, and our focus is radical inclusion. So we're all about creating equitable neighborhoods for all. And so we do this by creating affordable housing for individuals within the community. We do some workforce development, and then we do some kind of civic engagement training and development as well. And so we want residents to get out and to participate within their neighborhoods and also within their local systems as well.
Great. And Rock the Block is an annual event tomorrow night. Link Up, Rock the Block. Give me the specifics.
Yeah, so this is our ninth year for Rock the Block. So Rock the Block is a community event that is just really catered to the residents of the city of Grand Rapids. And what we want them to do is be connected to all the opportunities and all the resources that are out there. And so it's a family-friendly event. We are excited to be there. We're going to have some wonderful weather tomorrow. We have over 80 local vendors that are going to be participating, as well as a stage with over 15 acts and a kids zone, food. I mean, it's going to be a family fun event, and you'll leave stuffed. You'll meet new people, and you'll leave with lots of information about all the resources that Grand Rapids has to offer.
Yes, I know WEMIAC just in the house, and they will be there painting rain barrels.
Sure
will. And WGVU will be there as well, Steve.
Well, that's quite right. WGVU is a partner with Link Up under our W.K. Kellogg Foundation grant, and we're also going to be there tomorrow via another grant from the Fred Rogers Company to bring a wonderful experience to everyone, and I think that numbers into the thousands, up to 10,000.
Up to 10,000 residents will be there tomorrow.
So in partnership with PNC Bank, we are going to bring Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood with five different activities for families to enjoy. And this, by the way, is the 15th anniversary of the Grow Up Great initiative, which is a special initiative of the PNC Financial Services Group.
Very nice. So tomorrow, 11 to 6, I'm going to even go through more specifics. Where do I park?
You can park anywhere around the neighborhood. So Madison Avenue at Hall Street to Oakdale Street will be closed down for this festival. But there are many side streets available. There are some businesses that we partner with, our organization, other organizations that have parking lots that they have agreed to let visitors park in. But there is parking all around the city. It's right in a core neighborhood of the city. So there's on-street parking.
Will stores be open around the area?
Yes. Yep. So all the stores within Madison Square will be open. A lot of them will be having tables set up during the event. And so they'll have specials going on, raffles taking place, and they'll be partnering with us all day.
Yes. And before I throw it back to you, Steve, how do I best make use of this day?
oh, I say, come down, yeah. Walk the full length of the fair, see all the organizations, the small businesses, the for-profit businesses who are there who want to get connected to you. Watch the live entertainment and local acts on the stage. Visit the local food vendors. We have so many great local food vendors who are doing good work in the community and who have some delicious, delicious food. And so they will be there, and so excited to try some new stuff.
Steve?
Before I describe a little bit about WGVU and PNC's involvement with Be My Neighbor Day, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, I just have to throw a huge plug in. Mm-hmm. This has become one of my favorite events. It is so, it's like centrally located. It's a real cozy feel. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has a smile on their face, and the food is great. They have the best tacos, plus these huge pineapple drinks and great music on a stage. Well, we're going to occupy one end of the block, and the Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, as I said, just quickly has five different stations that kids will be thrilled about, and parents will be thrilled just watching their kids. The first station is a Be a Good Neighbor notes that are going to be written to children who are patients at DeVos Children's Hospital, so kids can create their own messages to the children. The second station is the color of the Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood character mask that the kids can take with them. The third station gets into a story time with Daniel Tiger character puppets. That's really, really popular. The fourth station is a picture with Daniel Tiger. And then the book giveaway. Each family that fills out a very brief survey will be handed a book to take home.
Very nice. Talking Rock the Block, Link Up, and more. Special guest in the house, Lakia Thompson-Jenkins, Director of Operations with Link Community Revitalization. A little bit more on Link Up. Tonight there's a First Friday?
Yes. So every first Friday of the month, we have a networking event. And so today is the first Friday of this month of June. And so we will still be in the house, although we have Rock the Block today. And so we'll be having live music from Groove Masters. That event is sponsored by our partner, Start Garden. So we're excited about that. So if you're looking for something to do this evening after work, stop by for some live music, some great soul food, and some delicious drinks.
Yes. And other programming under your leadership. I mean, you've been having dinners and conversations. You're involved with campaign launches. What else is special under Link Up?
Yeah, so we have actually a pop-up job shop that's taking place this month as well. So that's coming up June 20th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Link Up. We do our pre-commission meetings bi-weekly that align with the city commission meeting, which just allows for residents to come learn more about the civic process, how to get involved within their neighborhood, and how to kind of understand what's taking place down at City Hall and how our representatives represent us. We're looking for contractors right now. So if there's folks who are out there who have some experience and have some licenses in general contracting, come see us at our office. We have several developments that are kind of in the pipeline. And so we're looking to connect with local contractors as well.
Steve?
What I appreciate, Lakia, about Link Up is you are really serve as a hub, a convener around not only so many issues, but so many other organizations with expertise. Mm-hmm. And I must say that WGVU Public Media and Link Up are both grant recipients from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and partnerships are so critical. I'm just looking at a list of some of the organizations that are sponsoring Rock the Block tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the who's who. Spectrum Health, Grand Rapids Public Schools, Grand Rapids Public Library, Mercy Health, PNC, Comcast. Have I missed anyone?
Yeah, so I would say Orion Construction, Downtown Grand Rapids Inc., the Southtown Corridor Improvement District, Blue Claws Complete. So the list goes on. And we're all about partnerships at Link Up. And so that's important to us. We partner with about over 100 agencies a year. We don't have a lot of necessarily programming, but we want to connect residents to the great resources that are out there that our partners do have.
And, you know, as you well know, that's what organizations like the Kellogg Foundation and others look for. They have expertise and passion. Mm-hmm. They create initiatives. So they want organizations like ours to have strategic partnerships to really move the needle and serve children and families.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Kellogg Foundation has been a great asset to us as an organization. And they have funded several of the projects that we work on. And through, you know, our connection to them, we have broadened our partnerships within this city. And so we definitely appreciate them.
What's the next 20 years for Link Up?
To continue to grow. We want to be, you know, the lead at what we do. And so we want to continue to build quality, affordable housing for all those who need it here in the city of Grand Rapids and in the county, you know, as a whole, to continue to just develop and build the capacity of the residents. You know, we want residents to have access to all the opportunities that are available to them here in the city. And we want that access to be broad based. And so we want, you know, everyone to have that access and just continue to just create change within the neighborhood in a positive way and eventually work ourselves out of a job. We want the residents to build their, you know, things on their own and have the city be a great city for everyone.
And I invite our listeners to go to Link's website because it's great information about the resources, about some of the partnerships and so forth. I do have a question and really a comment about tomorrow's Rock the Block, which again gets underway at 11 a.m., goes all day long until 6 p.m. It's at Madison and Hall. That's Madison Square.
Yes.
And really the heart of Grand Rapids. Is there going to be entertainment there, live entertainment?
There will be live entertainment. And so we have about 15 acts. We have everything from country to gospel to rap. We have some dances. We have step teams. It's very diverse talent, very diverse acts, just really focusing on just the heart of the city and the diversity that the city has to offer.
Nice. A couple minutes left. Back to our reason for speaking weekly with those such as Link Up, organizations advancing inclusion and equity. How can the community help with this?
Just get involved. Yep. One way, you know, you can get involved at Link is by visiting our website, which is www.linkup.org. We try to, you know, put our events information on there. Otherwise, you can follow us on Facebook, Link Up as well on Facebook. But just get involved, you know, stay involved, get connected, you know, get connected with your neighbors, knowing what's going on and share that information among each other. I think that's important.
Well, and I personally want to applaud and WGB wants to applaud Link Up for the breadth of programming that really focuses in on those issues that are absolutely critical for people having an opportunity to not only enjoy a life that they need, all the basics, but then to advance. I mean, the job development, the housing, those two are just essential. We've had Shaquille Anthony on that talks about some of the people that he has worked with. So in those areas, what do you do to help people focus on securing affordable housing? How do you address that issue?
Yeah, so, I mean, we work with residents. We walk alongside them. We help them, you know, build wealth. We help them, you know, with our partner organizations getting credit repair or, and, you know, increasing credit scores. With workforce development, the same thing. We meet with people one-on-one. We find out what their desire is, what their goals are, and we help them get placed within, you know, top employers here in the city. And so, you know, again, through the Kellogg Foundation, they, you know, fund our workforce development program. And we were blessed to be able to hire a great employment liaison. And so this year alone, you know, and Shaquille hasn't even been there a year, he's been able to secure over 105 jobs for residents here in the city of Grand Rapids. So definitely applaud that work.
And I think it's those in-between times. I mean, probably all three of us in this studio right now have gone through those transitions where your self-confidence can wane a bit, where you're a little bit gun-shy about interviewing. So it's during those transition times that anyone can benefit from those services. So that's great that Link Up continues to have that expertise and to continue to serve more and more people.
Yes. Work on my interviewing skills every day, don't we? All right, final words from you. Take it away, Lakia on Rock the Block.
All right. So I want to personally invite you tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. to Madison Square, the corner of Madison and Hall Street, to the 9th annual Rock the Block. I promise you, you will have a great time, great food, great family fun, great information, and great entertainment.
Now, are you going to go for the pineapple or what'd you say there? What else?
Yeah, the pineapple, the barbecue, you know, we have some, I mean, we have cupcakes, we have treats, we have everything.
So just keep walking up and walk around the block to where, work it off. It'll all balance out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have fun tomorrow, Lakia Thompson Jenkins, Director of Operations with Lake Up Community, Lake Community Revitalization. Lake Up, doing great things. Steve Chappell.
And Shelley, you've been there before. I've been to Rock the Block. And if all of our listeners have not been there, it's going to be 85 degrees right around there. It's going to be very comfortable. And it is really an enjoyable experience. So give it a try tomorrow, Rock the Block, Madison Square. I just would like to remind our listeners that if they've missed any part of this interview with Lakia Thompson-Jenkins, Operations Director with LinkUp, they can visit. Did I say that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. They can go to our website, which is WGVU Radio News. Again, WGVU Radio News to Mutually Inclusive and catch this interview with Lakia and all the others in the series.
I'm going to go out with It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. How's that for a song?
Perfect.
Make sure that neighborhood includes Madison Square, Grand Rapids. Rock the Block tomorrow. Thank you all. I'm Shelley Irwin, 10:56 in the morning. Hope you are well on this TGIF. Yeah, get out and enjoy this beautiful weekend. Much to do. Thank you, Megan and Rick, for your help this morning. Couldn't have done it without you. And can't do it without you listening. There you go. And supporting WGVU Public Media, WGVU.org. Check out the Facebook page, WGVU Morning Show, where you'll see Lakia and Steve's face. Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.